Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. While most of us probably lead peaceful lives, mainly free of conflict, the news is full of conflict. People of different races fighting each other, politicians of different parties bickering with each other, and so on. Is it possible to end the conflict and for people to just get along? The Bible says yes. Take the example of a fellow who became known as Abraham. He, his wife, and his nephew, a guy named Lot, gathered all their possessions and moved to a new place. But Abraham and Lot both had herds of livestock, and their herdsmen started fighting with each other because there weren't enough resources for all the animals. It seems, though, that Abraham was just unwilling to accept that conflict had to be the reality. He told Lot to pick what land he wanted. Then Abraham would go the other way. They split up, but Abraham had a startling revelation. Despite apparently letting Lot have the best land, there was abundant good all around him. It was inexhaustible, and it was his. And even though he and Lot went separate ways, they weren't enemies. In fact, Abraham later rescued Lot after he'd been taken hostage. So Abraham and Lot proved there didn't have to be conflict between them. Abraham's apparent conviction that there didn't have to be appears to be a key to the peaceful resolution, and it resulted in plenty of good for his family and him. May we too acknowledge that conflict doesn't have to rule the day, and find ourselves blessed with abundant good and the peace that goes with it. Amen.